All right, guys, going to tell you one more time about attorney Gary Trichter. And remember, law enforcement, they are stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can actually force you to take a breath or a blood test. And that can put a cramp in your style, man. That can ruin your weekend. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't give up hope. Even if you failed those tests the police forced you to take that were designed to make you fail, a lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests are inaccurate, unreliable. Most states have abandoned the machine. And failing that test is just not the end of the world because juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the machine. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing you should know about. Police forensic capabilities aren't like CSI on television. The police blood tests can't positively identify alcohol from other substances, can be easily contaminated. There's a lot wrong with them. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I thought it was a really close fight. I thought that there were a couple rounds that could have gone either way. If I were a judge, it would have been 3-2 for McGregor. So
I'm glad you said that because I was also significantly invested in Diaz. I felt the exact same way. I tell you, though, I thought it was going to go like the last one did in that first round because Connor, he landed a big shot on him. And that's the kind of shot that knocks a guy out at 155. Overall, Clowney in the first segment, I thought he looked impressive in his short time out there, which is good. So I thought that was a positive. Osweiler looked better in terms of his grasp of the offense. Still missing too many for my taste, but I thought he was more effective.
While they are missing JJ is very promising. For them to even be not just hanging in there while he's gone, but to actually look pretty solid, that's a really good sign, I think.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what we talked about. Right before that, we hit a little bit on Rock the Mic, so... One thing that we have those videos up, we were telling you. John, how do we do this? The most Facebook likes?
Yes, moves on to the second round.
Gets a pass to the second round. You still have to compete in the first round, but you automatically get through. So this is your chance to pick who you want.
So even if you blow it,
yeah,
you still get through.
You could completely suck in the first round, but if everybody likes you the most, so get out there and
if you have the most friends.
Yeah, just get out there and tell all your friends to like you, and you will make it to the Final Four. Did you do some damage over there?
No. Well, I ruined some of my paperwork, but it's nothing too bad. You guys brought the paper towels in. There was a couple of cloth towels over there that I was able to use, and it's all back to normal now. I'll have to print a couple things out. No big deal. Could have been worse. And now I've got to go get some more water.
Well, it didn't get your computer and it didn't get your phone.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
That's the time I did that, I almost got your computer from over here. So
yeah. Well, and you spilled coffee.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That's way worse. Spilling coffee is way worse than spilling water.
Actually, I've done both. One day I spilled coffee and one day I spilled water.
Okay.
But the water spill went that way.
Yeah, the water didn't affect me. The coffee affected me.
Yeah, the coffee almost got to you.
It got to my folder. That I had to reprint everything when the
coffee it got like one edge of your folder. You're exaggerating.
Well, it's full of paper. I mean, if you get
one
edge of a folder,
it got one little bit. You got that thing out of there fast.
I know, but I still had to reprint all my copy.
I don't recall.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's paper, but that's what I've got to do here. So it's the same thing. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay. I don't remember that happening, but okay.
Well, it did because you didn't go to the copy machine with me like you should have, like a gentleman would have done after a situation like that occurred.
No, I wouldn't have.
Jung, if you spill coffee on someone's paper, don't you offer to go print it out for
them? This is why you're exaggerating, because I immediately cleaned stuff up. And your paper was on the other side. It was your computer I was worried about. Well, it got within a couple inches of your computer.
It was my computer I was worried about, too.
Yeah, that was the concern. You're making this up about the paper.
Fred, I still have coffee-stained papers in this
folder. You do not have coffee-stained
papers. I'll
find
one during the break.
You'll find stains on there from all kinds of stuff that you get in those bars.
Oh, please.
You're going to call it
you
coffee?
You think I'm taking my live copy folder into bars? Come on.
When we do shows, you do. I've seen it.
All right.
Anyway, where the hell were we going here? I actually had something I wanted to get to.
But... Oh, we were talking about the Rock and Mike people.
Yes.
Yeah, I got some feedback from Tyler, what he thought about them during the break. Did you talk to him?
No, I did not.
He produces that show, Houston Game Day. And then Lamont says he listens to Game Day every Sunday, and he liked the last two the best. The last guy is the guy who got second place last year. He is probably the betting favorite going in. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would make him a... Just right off the top here, without having gone through and listened to everybody yet, I'd probably make him 9-5.
Dude lost his job to audition last year.
Yeah.
That's pretty
stout.
And then
didn't win, but what did he say? Did he drop an F-bomb last year?
It was an S-bomb, wasn't it?
S-bomb? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that was the killer because it was pretty close. I would probably make him the slight favorite.
But I've heard that the last couple guys did very well. Lamont agrees with that, so we'll see. I've heard a couple people were not great. I'll have to look at those. We'll get it figured out, guys.
Yeah.
There's only one time we didn't find the right guy, and that wasn't our fault.
And I will just say this.
Is that the year that Liebeschock came in second?
Yeah, I think he had to do
push-ups. It came down to push-ups.
Push-ups, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was on Tepper. He failed that day.
Did he make the push-up thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not going to have it decided by push-ups, all right?
Pull-ups this time.
Yeah. No, nothing physical. We're just going to, you'll have to impress us. I think Syed's got a real good shot. I would make him a very high favorite as well.
You like him?
He knows our game, and he understands the show.
Yeah.
So.
He's a funny guy.
He's a very funny guy. I think he'll be in the mix, and we'll see. I will go through and look at everybody else.
Okay.
I think Holly gets points just for being hot.
Oh, of course.
So that's gonna help her too. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm getting a lot of Cowboys questions, which cool. But guys, stop thinking Dak Prescott is going to be your starting quarterback. Just stop that. Get rid of Tony Romo stuff.
Yeah, he won't be unless Tony Romo's head falls off.
Yeah,
which is possible.
If Romo gets hurt, yeah, you deal with it then. But I like the guy a lot. I really do. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. I don't think it's going to be now, and you don't want it to be now. Man, you know, I'm kind of proud of the texters today. We made it to 5:54 p.m. before I got a truly stupid text. This has got to be some kind of record.
Okay.
So good job today, guys.
But now the stupid texts are coming?
No, it's just one. And there's some goofy questions. I guess somebody's reading a Cowboys fan page that's just way off base. But, yeah. Okay, now we got two. That's good. They picked up their game now.
RJ tweeted this out. Hard to believe McGregor versus Diaz had 10 times more betting action than all 7 NFL preseason games on Saturday combined.
That doesn't surprise me. As much as we talked to RJ about it, nobody's betting preseason football.
Not as much as they're betting big fights, but that 10 times 7 games combined does seem rather shocking.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay. Lamont said a few of the guys sounded almost afraid of the mic. Yeah, I'll listen back today.
Well, that's common for people when they're in here for the first time. And we have it with guests. Sometimes they don't get close enough to the mic. It is a different animal, and you know, it's good that they get that experience on that show, because when the big lights come on, they will have already done it once, and I think it's a good way to, and there have been people who have sucked in that little appearance and then done great, and then there's been people who did great in that. We thought, oh man, they're going to be finalists for sure, and they're gone in the first round. So we shall see. I'm excited about this group.
Yeah.
I think we got a good mix of people who know their sports, people who are funny, people who got some great personality, and just a couple of oddballs, which I like.
Yeah.
And I think it'll make for a fun show. But we are going to do it a little differently this year. We're not going to wait till 6 to start. I want to make sure that...
What about 5:30?
We're going to do it at 5:45. So if you're a finalist, you need to be there before 5:30. So we're going to do Gym of the Day at 5... Well, we're going to do Gym of the Day at 5:15 because we'll have RJ at 5:30, as we always do. So 5:45 will actually start the competition. That gives us one extra segment to make sure we get it right. Or at least as right as we can get it. And then in that way, then it's on you guys. You guys have to step up your game. I'm sure you will.
Barry is already excited about being the Turk.
Oh, he loves that.
Being the eliminator.
You guys are both, you love ruining dreams. See, I feel bad.
Well, I've told you, I've changed. I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, but you still like, you always liked it. You like being
the
guy. I
did like it, but it's not for me anymore. So that's why Barry has taken over that role, and I'm glad that he has.
He loves it. I hate telling people no. I feel bad. Especially when they do a good job and it's just...
That's when I feel bad. Like when I got to tell people, well, listen, both of you did great. I wish that we could pick both of you, but we've got to pick this guy. I don't like that.
Right. And that's happened a few times.
But when people suck and it's like, I mean, God, you remember there was a year that, what did that girl say? It was like 3 years ago when the Cowboys were at their worst and the girl said the Cowboys were going to win the Super Bowl, no doubt.
Is that Crystal?
Maybe it was, yeah.
Yeah, like, she's I don't Gary Homer.
I didn't have a problem saying goodbye to her. But, I mean, when there's, you know, there are tough ones for sure. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Deep South Barrels. I've been telling you about them for a while. It's a local company down there in Pearland. It's a great gift for anybody who likes booze in your life. And now they've got something else, a new experience brought to you by Deep South Barrels. Nothing goes better with scotch than a nice cigar. And Deep South Barrels is allowing you to take the same concept of aging your spirits, but adding a new wrinkle to your cigar collection by infusing your favorite bourbon, scotch, or whiskey into your cigars. Go to deepsouthbarrels.com, check out the cigar infusion barrel. Don't forget to use my promo code Hoffman. You'll get 10% off your entire order. And while you're there, shop those 2-liter barrels, those customizable 2-liter barrels that expedite the aging process of booze and basically turns junky booze into delicious stuff in less than 30 days. It's an amazing product. I believe in this thing. I've been talking about it for a while. And my listeners, of course, get 10% off their entire order when they use promo code Hoffman at deepsouthbarrels.com. Age your spirits and your cigars to perfection with Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Man, somebody just tweeted the story out. I don't get the fascination with machetes these days. Machete-wielding woman shot by police in Brussels street rampage after wounding 3.
Oh, boy.
Says attacked 3 people with a machete in a suburb of Brussels. Police have shot and wounded the woman who reportedly attacked 2 people on a bus before wounding another nearby in the Belgian capital.
I mean, it's an easy weapon. You can just get it, like, Walmart or something.
I guess. So maybe that's why. This seems like a Florida thing, but no, it's in Brussels. She refused to stand down, so police opened fire, according to local media, shooting her in the arm. So, right. Reportedly stabbed 1 person in the stomach, 1 in the back on the bus, before fleeing to a nearby gallery. In the gallery, she left a person with a minor wound before being stopped by the cops. So, alert in Brussels. Did you see this GIF that Jong tweeted out before the show? Comparing leg room on major U.S. airlines. Yeah. It confirmed what I already knew. If you haven't seen it, it tells you how many inches of leg room you have on every airline. And both of you guys have already seen this, so you know the answer. Surprisingly, not at all. Spirit has the least, at 28 inches. Also not surprisingly, United second, 30 inches. Delta and American, 31. Virgin America, Southwest, 32. And oddly enough, JetBlue, 34.
Okay.
I can't tell you the last time I flew JetBlue.
I don't think I ever have.
Do we have JetBlue here? Or is it more of an East Coast thing?
They had it in Austin. I think
it used to fly through Hobby. I don't know. I almost remember flying one here at one point, but I could be wrong. Well, that's why I usually try to fly Delta and Southwest when I can now. But that's, I'm doing first class from now on.
Don't get me started on these airlines.
I just love how there's so many people out there who get into the reclining thing and get so pissed off because people think they're being jerks. Well, you are being jerks. Oh, well. It's one we completely disagree on.
Yeah.
Your Astros are underway, by the way. You excited?
I mean, they're going against a good pitcher tonight. Jameson Taillon is a good pitcher. That's going to be a tough battle for them. But if they can hit on him, I mean, hell, they won the last three of that series against Baltimore, which was
nice. We started making fun of them for going down 5-1 in the first inning the other night.
Yeah.
Since then, they've been pretty good.
They've been all over it. And let me tell you, if they would have lost three out of those four, basically the season would have been over. There wouldn't have been a coming back from that. So kudos to them for winning that series when they needed to.
As it stands,
I give credit where it's due.
3.5 games out of the second wild card right now. The problem is that there's, you know who's tied with them going into tonight?
Who?
Remember a team that you thought gave up because they...
Oh, the Yankees?
No, Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah.
And the Yankees are a half game behind both of those at 63-60. And all they've done is gotten rid of everyone. So, yeah, your wild card leaders right now, basically the two teams that aren't in first in the East are going to be 1-2. Toronto's leading, and then Boston and Baltimore. Boston's two games up on Baltimore. Then Seattle is a game out of the second wild card right now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have said that 6 months ago or 3 months ago. Detroit, 2.5 back. Houston, 3.5. Kansas City, 3.5. The Yankees, 4. Chicago is 8 back, so I think you can stick a fork in them. So you're not out of it, but you need a few more weekends like you just had. And it helps if it's against teams that are ahead of you in those wild card standings. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
JetBlue flies out of Hobby.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've flown one.
Yeah, okay.
There. I don't remember much about it. It's been a long time. Christina says she flies on United quite comfortably.
Yeah, she's like 3'9".
Don't sell her short. She's 3'10". Anyway. Are you surprised the Astros won the Baltimore series?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a four-game series. I'm always surprised when you win a four-game series on the road, no matter who you're playing, unless it's the Astros and the Angels.
Yeah.
Because more often than not, you're going to get a split. I thought they got some hitting, and that lineup looks a little bit better. Bregman hasn't been he's been hitting the ball better over his last stretch of games. I'm still not ready to put future star on him, but he's been better. They're starting to get some injuries, though. And, yeah. You know, Correa, when you look up, he's going to have pretty good numbers at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think, again, not a superstar season, but he's very easily driving over 100 runs.
It won't be what people expected it to be based on what he did last year, but it's a solid season. I think that's a guy who's going to keep getting better every year.
Did you see what they did during the rain delay yesterday?
No.
According to Brian McTaggart, Correa.
I've gotten to where now I'm not watching all the Astros games. I'm not even watching. I would say I probably watch less games than I pass on. I'm getting to where now I kind of don't care because I've basically written them off.
Well, you didn't have to watch this to see this because Brian tweeted it out. Carlos Correa on the rain delay. We ate so much junk food. We took so many naps. We ate burgers, pizza, candy, everything waiting for the game.
How long was the delay?
4 hours on the first one. Then there was a 30-minute one. I flipped over and watched. Well, I was watching old Westerns yesterday, but I flipped over and watched some of the game. So, Outlaw Josie Wales and El Dorado.
Yeah.
Two of my favorites happened to be that IFC was having a marathon. They've got a Mafia one this week, and it's a bunch of my favorite movies too.
Nice.
Just kind of locked in and watched that and flipped over and on the commercials, which that's the only negative to that channel. It's got commercials. So I'd flip over and watch the Astros for a little bit. But the rain delay kind of pushed him back. And Christina says we both sold her a foot short.
Sure.
Panda says family wants to take grandpa to the Ranger Park for an Astros game just because he's never been. How is it there? It's a very nice park.
It's the nicer the earlier or the later in the season you go.
Yeah, you want to go to a night game because it is brutal in the afternoons up there. But you're getting late enough. But it really is a cool place. I like it a lot. I just, August day game, not a chance. You don't want to do that.
Nope.
Because it's, you know what it's like? It's like going to that Dynamo Stadium for an afternoon game.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I've never been to a day game there.
I have one time, and it's not a pleasant experience. Well, it's cool. It's going to cool off now. We're fine. I think we're past these 98s that feel like 114s.
I got spoiled when I was out in Colorado and New Mexico, and like the high was 90.
Yeah,
humidity.
How do you think I felt 2 weeks in freaking Canada when the highest it got was 85? And they're bitching about 60% humidity. It's like, oh, it's so humid. I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys have no clue. And it was 58 when I get up in the mornings.
Yeah.
Biso says, what do you think about the Westworld trailer on HBO? I'm extremely excited about that. That was that movie scared the hell out of me when I was a kid. And it's about robot sex, all the things that I like.
Okay.
So I'm very fired up. That is the one show that I'm most excited about.
I'm actually against robot sex.
What do you see these robots, though?
Okay.
It'll change your opinion. Denny asking, you guys excited about the Magnificent Seven redo? I wasn't until I saw the trailer. I kind of thought, oh, they're not really doing this, are they? And I saw the trailer before Suicide Squad last week. Got to admit, I'm a little interested now.
In which one?
Magnificent Seven redo.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
So there was something else. It was a trailer for something else that looked really good, too.
I don't know what movies are coming out that I'm excited about anymore.
832, let's talk UFC. Go to the podcast.
Almost
the entire thing. Second segment
we've had three or four different occasions we talked about it.
I think at 5:15 we did a whole segment on it, so you got plenty of stuff to go get there.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about fighting anyway. Ask Skip Bayless.
Same guy says McGregor didn't beat Diaz. Again, go listen to the podcast. He did.
He did.
We addressed it. And we both bet on Diaz.
He did.
So
if they'd given the decision to Diaz, I wouldn't have said it was wrong because there were a couple close rounds. But I think they got the call right.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We've got your buddy Aubrey on the phone.
Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free Carpet on the phone. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey, guys, that was quick.
Didn't want to waste much of your time.
I get to listen for 15, 20 minutes, so that was, man, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. Dirtfreecarpet.com, you did say it yourself, Dirt Free Carpet. Friends, when you're thinking about carpet tile, leather, drapes, upholstery, air ducts, your wool rugs. When you slide the open up the mini blinds or you crack the blinds and you see all that dust, grime, debris floating in the air, you're like, man, where's that stuff coming from? It's from your soft fabrics, your carpets, your soft fabrics, even your tile. People think that they can change out their carpet and put down tile and then, you know, that's hunky-dory. No, tile is really some of the worst air quality jobs we see when they don't maintain it because everything bounces off the tile, goes into the air. So you breathe way more debris when you have unclean hard surfaces than you do when they're unclean soft surfaces. The soft fabrics contain, hold, grab onto that dust, debris, grime, allergens. So pick up the phone to fix it all, 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpets.com, $100 free speed drive with any purchase. All you have to do is call us. Now, how can we guarantee our work? You know, I can tell you Dirt Free is the world's best. We got no soaps, chemical residues. We've got a giant truck nobody else has. And I could be misleading you. Let us start in the worst spot in your home. Or you could have some ex-employee get his wife to write something on the internet that's misleading. Like I've had done to me like six times. You know, false things written on the internet. Don't take my word. Don't take some kind of false thing I read the other day. Let us come in your home, start in the worst spot. Somebody's going to be telling the truth. Because when you see that very worst spot come out amazing, you're either going to love us or you're not going to pay us. So the unbelievable guarantee is you don't pay.
There you go.
We will attack the worst spot. You won't pay. Free speed dry, $100 free speed dry. Make any purchase to it, one dirt free. Dirtfreecarpet.com. Let us start, and you will love it.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Always giving you the good deals here. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, I know almost no one in the world would care about what happened in the 11th race at Gulfstream Park on Saturday. But if you get a chance, you want to see a really good laugh on what's probably the worst horse racing beat of all time. There's a 7-1 shot that is just airmailing, right? Way out in front. It has to be less than 10 feet from the wire. The horse takes a weird jump and the jockey falls off.
Oh,
and the jockey actually literally falls over the wire. That's how close they were.
You don't win?
The horse has to finish with the jockey on it. So imagine being the guy who's got this 7-1 shot that's just cruising and you're celebrating. And you're like, I got this. You got mooshed. So if you get it's a funny video. If you guys get a chance to watch it, it's entertaining. Not that, it's kind of making the rounds. It's on Barstool Sports. So your buddy.
You didn't have that 7-1, did you?
No, I didn't. I was the only race I played Saturday was at Dan Pacific Classic, and it did not go my way. But thanks for bringing that up. Ryan Lochte loses a bunch of endorsement deals.
Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Listen. What are you going to do? This is what happens. Make the whole country look bad. People aren't really thrilled to give you money to represent them.
Now, USA Today had a pretty good in-depth story that makes the Brazilian police look like they're lying just as much as he is.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, all the other three athletes have all given a story now that, I'm gonna believe the Brazilians plus the three American athletes that aren't Ryan Lochte before I believe Ryan Lochte.
I'd encourage you to look at that story because it does bring up a lot of stuff that the Brazilian police did. It doesn't exonerate him at all because, frankly, he's a privileged little scumbag. But it does – they went out of their way to be very misleading about what really happened, especially with those guards, to try to make them look bad, which they look bad enough as it is.
Yeah.
You don't need to lie about it because he already did. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, I wanted to ask you about John Jones.
John Jones, who...
Allegedly positive drug test was due to...
Boner pills.
Yeah.
Allegedly. We don't know for sure.
That's the rumor, though, right?
That's the word. USADA will come out with a full investigation on it. He's still going to be suspended for some amount of time. May not be the full 2 years. But he'd still be suspended for some amount of time for taking something that ended up being on the banned list. And it's good to know, if that really is the case, it's good to know that he wasn't actually taking performance.
That is performance enhancing, though. I will ask this. Why does a young athlete, presumably with a pretty good testosterone level, needs Cialis?
Because he did too much coke and now his junk doesn't work.
Okay.
Probably. Allegedly. All
right. That's fair enough. Well, it says, surprise you guys didn't hit on the Astros curb stomping the Orioles, but I understand. We did last
time. No,
segment.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We just got in the wild card race and everything.
Said I give credit where it's due.
Yeah. Did almost half a segment on the Astros, which... considering we said we were never going to do it again.
Yeah, but then you win three games against a team better than you. I got to give them some love.
Yeah. So
I will say this. One thing I've learned from this weekend, Astros Twitter is probably the most obnoxious subgroup on
Twitter. Oh, I agree. Worse than Rockets and Texans Twitter.
I think so.
I've
always thought Rockets Twitter was the worst, but I think maybe because most of the time that I've lived here, Astros Twitter was irrelevant because the Astros were irrelevant. But you give them a little bit of something, and they are intolerable. Somebody literally last night went through and started retweeting comments or predictions that I made going back to 2011. Like, just to try to show that I'm wrong about stuff. Which, listen, when you make predictions for a living, you'll be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no denying. I've said plenty of things that did not end up being right. But to go back through my – I mean, I tweet a lot. To go back to 2011, that is dedicated trolling. Dedicated. I don't get it, but to each their own.
Yeah, whatever. The thing that I find amusing is these fembots that like your stuff now.
Yeah.
It's stuff from a year ago. It's tweets I don't even remember doing.
Strange. Well, that's a bot. This is a person who I've conversed with over the last couple of days. And then he digs through my tweets going back to 2011 and then retweets all of them. And then, of course, people are like asking me about them like I tweeted it today. But I'll never understand what people really use Twitter for. I think that's what it boils down to. I use Twitter for something completely different than what other people think it's made for.
I use Twitter to promote stuff we're doing, and occasionally if I've got something that I think is funny, or occasional comment on, you know, something. I don't use it to respond to people from here. You said this in 2011. Yeah. Ooh. Josh says, the outlaw Josie Wales, man. He always doubles back for a friend. Hashtag Rounders. I admit I can be pretty annoying about certain movies. The wife had to get up and get out of the room because Outlaw Josie Wales, I can quote almost every line. And there's so many good ones. Diane ain't much of a living boy. She finally got up and left. It's like, just drives her nuts.
Yeah, one of the tweets that he retweeted was, wow, you suck, Kareem. Which... in 2011,
that was accurate. He just fell down.
Completely accurate.
Yeah,
completely accurate.
Okay, so I'm gonna give a point Hoffman there.
Here's one that he retweeted from April. My take on Fuller. This is from the draft. My take on Fuller: too small, will get bumped off routes. Trash hands. Hashtag reach. Of course, Saturday he had a good game, so he retweeted this to show that I don't know anything about football.
Okay. Let's hold off before we convict on this one.
Right.
I would just say after two preseason games.
September 2013, Trent Richardson trade is really odd. Trading a top five pick after one season makes no sense to me.
Didn't make any sense to anybody.
No.
It turned out to be a horrible pick, a horrible trade.
A horrible trade and a horrible draft pick. It was horrible for everybody involved.
I'm not sure what that one's about.
In 2013, and again, you and I on this show, we agreed that Ed Reed was no longer a great player.
Yep.
But as a fan, I love Ed Reed, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I typically look at free agent signings objectively, but I'm really excited about Ed Reed to the Texans as a fan. One of my favorite players ever. And Ed Reed obviously sucked, but I was still excited for him to come to Houston because I was going to get to see him play eight times in person.
It turned out it wasn't eight. But
yeah, not quite.
Didn't quite make it there.
That
one, okay. I kind of thought I didn't like that signing at the time. So,
well, listen, I didn't like the signing from a player standpoint, but I like Ed Reed the player, so I wanted to see him play. So I was excited about that. Like I said, I typically look at it objectively. This one I was not looking at objectively because I like watching Ed Reed play. But we talked on the show that Ed Reed was not a good signing. In December of 2012. Explain what makes JJ any more valuable than Aldon Smith or Von Miller. This was actually a discussion I was having with Robert Parker. And in 2012, JJ was good at the time, but not necessarily Aldon separated Smith, from either of those
Aldon
guys.
Aldon Smith looked like he was on his way to being, and he probably was if he hadn't messed up.
And then from June of last year, I think Correa is the real deal. I never bought into Springer as an elite-level prospect. Correa is massive upgrade at shortstop.
What's wrong about that?
I don't know. His background picture is George Springer. So that makes me think that he's a fan.
Is this all one person?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're basically Skip Bayless to him.
I think so. And Lamont says, okay, enough is enough. AJ, are you from Houston or not? You talk as if you're non-native. I grew up here. I was born in Bay City, Texas. I mean, I've obviously been around a lot of different places. I was in Austin for a long time. I was in the Army. I was in Nashville for a long time. But, yeah, I consider myself a Houston guy. But when I moved here and started doing radio and when Twitter was going on, since I've lived here, I always assumed that Rockets Twitter was the worst. But it's not. It's not the worst subgroup.
Yeah, it's kind of rare that all three teams are at least interesting right now. They all made the playoffs last year.
Barely.
That means people are interested, though.
Okay.
So I think that's why the Astros are really standing out right now.
Maybe so.
Because in the past, if the team was really bad, nobody cared. Nobody followed Astros Twitter.
Hey, Jung, are we on that story that I've got in the next segment? Are we sharing that detail, or is that...
I haven't heard back.
Okay. Well, I'll just give the story anyway, and maybe later on we can share the details. All right, if today's just another boring day at a job you hate, maybe you were out working in the rain, maybe you've worked in the rain for the last 3 weeks and you're tired of it, maybe you're tired of working in the heat, maybe you're not making enough money, ask yourself this. How many people do you know work in the computer industry? Everybody's got a buddy in IT, and none of those guys are flat broke, can't pay their bills, because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT's consistently ranked as one of the fastest-growing job industries in the country. The place to go to get the skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest job markets in the country for computers. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city, but to get the jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And I know what you're thinking. It's going to take too long to go back to school. It's going to cost too much money. Not at My Computer Career. In and out of school in less than a year, financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. There's no reason to not check it out, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and finally making more money. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Set your clock and grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you, as the seasons are changing, you know, you want to spend more time out in the backyard. It's getting to be the 2 months of the year where it's great to go sit in the backyard. But if you've got an ugly patio or a grayed out pool deck, you're probably not going to be as happy sitting out there. That's where Allied Outdoor Solutions comes in. They've got this carved stone overlay that gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost you to tear everything out and start over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build your space from the ground up, from a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of. They do fire features, water features. They can do everything out there. They can help you hang on to some money as well. They've got several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. No wonder they're the 2015 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for you. Or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Located on Luetta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into fun day with the HD show. All right, let's do Dumbass Report.
All right, let's go with Cincinnati, Ohio, where a woman faces charges after police say she stole a running ambulance parked outside a hospital and drove home after she was discharged. Lisa Carr, who was 43, was taken into custody several minutes later after a short, low-speed pursuit. She stated that she stole the ambulance because she missed the last bus, which I guess is a viable excuse. An ambulance driver flagged down Cincinnati police and reported his vehicle stolen outside the hospital shortly after he dropped off a patient and then went inside at 11 p.m. Carr, who was just discharged from the hospital, saw the Ford E450 ambulance running and just hopped in. She embarked on a 20-minute drive to her home located 10 miles from the hospital, traveling at a low rate of speed below the posted limit. Police said they were able to track the ambulance down through GPS and after a short pursuit, took her into custody. Not wise. A woman on holiday, which is British for vacation, in Cornwall, was rescued by the same lifeboat crew 3 times in 4 days.
Jeez. Oh,
you may want to stop going out in the water.
You might want to.
She was saved on Tuesday, Thursday, and again on Friday. In each case, she'd been cut off by the tide while out walking, and the D-class inshore lifeboat crews had to go in the water to rescue her. She has since been given a, quote, comprehensive safety briefing. It said sea and weather conditions last week meant none of the rescues had been particularly easy. The spring tides can catch people out, especially holiday makers who are unaware of tidal cycles and speed that tides can come in. Is it springtime there? It's August.
I don't know. I don't keep track.
It shouldn't be. You know, in the Northern Hemisphere, it shouldn't be.
I would think so as well. Auburndale police have arrested 4 people in connection with the murder of 27-year-old Adam Hillary after he allegedly met one of the suspects on a dating website. He met her and spent the rest of his life with her. Not great. Mm. Body was found inside his apartment on Sunset Avenue on Friday evening. Police said he connected with 18-year-old Haley Bustos on a dating website called Plenty of Fish. Were you ever on that one, John?
No, it came out after.
Okay. The two went out on a date on Thursday evening. I think Tyler might be on.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Who would go on a website called Plenty of Fish looking for a date?
Well, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
No, I get that, but I get a whole different idea when you start talking about chasing fish.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, they went on a date and included a visit to his apartment. Police said that Bustos noticed items worth stealing in the apartment. Police said after the date, she met up with 3 men to set up a robbery of the man. They identified the 3 men as their names. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
Once she got home, they talked together. They worked out the details. They went back and committed the robbery. Roy said Hillary struggled with the suspects, and then Andre Warner shot him in the head. Ray believes Bustos may have been involved in similar robberies set up with dating websites. You better be careful on those dating websites, John. That's why I'm glad you found one. You found the right fish in the sea. Tyler better be careful with that, too. And finally, local. Friendswood police claim a woman who was supposed to be selling a house was caught using the house for sex. On Saturday, a neighbor leaving for work before 5 a.m. noticed suspicious activity at the empty house in Friendswood when a flashlight-toting couple was spotted going into the home. Police were called. When officers arrived, they peeked inside and saw a man and a woman lying on the floor. The man and woman hid as officers entered the home through the unlocked front door. Kayla Marissa Seeloff, who's 22, claimed that she and Joshua Jean Leal, who's 27, were married and had just purchased the residence the day prior. Seeloff and Leal were escorted to their car to retrieve their ID, but as soon as Seeloff opened the car door, police said the smell of marijuana was detected.
Of course.
And a glass pipe was observed on the dashboard. The officer collected the pipe and reportedly found a pouch with additional drug paraphernalia and a small baggie of marijuana. She claimed ownership of the pot and the paraphernalia and then revealed that she was actually the real estate agent for the home, not the new homeowner. In fact, she had just sold the home, and the new homeowner closed on the house the day prior. Seeloff and Leal did not have permission to be in the home, according to the new homeowner, who agreed to file criminal charges. They were both charged with criminal trespass, bond set at $1,000.
Okay, who hasn't gotten high and had sex in an abandoned house?
Me.
Okay.
Well, me.
Really?
Two out of three of us, Fred.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Fred.
Especially at 4 a.m.
Well, now, 4 a.m., that's getting a little bit weird. But, all right. Interesting question. Okay, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. School is starting, and they need your help. This is a great, great place that helps kids who have dropped out of other schools, kids who've had issues at other schools, good kids. They give them a second chance, and so many of them take advantage of it and go on and do great, great things. And Houston Can Academy changes lives every day. They get glasses for some of these kids if they need them. They need transportation. Well, you can help, and they need your help. They need your donation. And by your donation, just a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what it is. Truck, car, it could be a four-wheeler, anything like that. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They are going to – you're going to get a tax deduction for this. So in a few months, when you start filing those taxes, you're going to love it. And they take care of all the paperwork. So it's fast. It's easy. They do everything. And if you donate today, you get Astros tickets. They're going to give you Astros tickets just for helping out. It's really a cool thing. It's a cool program. Doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, they will come and tow your vehicle. So even if you're over in Louisiana or you're down in Corpus Christi, any of those places, they'll come and tow the vehicle free of charge. And you'll get that tax donation, and you'll get Astros tickets. So give them a call right now. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.